You are watching a 2013 NFL Draft edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hello and welcome to a draft edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, welcome.
Good to be with you. Happy draft.
Happy draft. And today was a busy day. We got a chance to see the Browns' first round draft pick. Talk about that.
What a breath of fresh air. Barkevius Mingo from LSU, the number 6 overall pick. He has had a smile from one ear to the other since he got that telephone call backstage of Radio City Music Hall. What a thrill. An amazing story, Jameer. Here's a guy that really didn't pick up football until his junior year in high school. Okay, I mean, he was a basketball player, track and field star, real athlete. His mom really didn't want him to play football because she was worried that he was going to get hurt. Suddenly, he not only plays football, but now he's going to be a very wealthy football player and a big addition to the Browns. A great athlete and exactly what they need, a speed rusher coming off the edge.
Well, Jimmy, you had a chance to sit down and talk with him. Browns fans, let's take a look at Jimmy's exclusive interview.
Well, how life changes for a first-round draft choice when you're sitting at Radio City Music Hall in New York on the opening night of the draft, and you get that telephone call, and it's pretty early, and that's got to be a great feeling. When you got the call that the Browns were picking you, take me through it. What was it like?
It was actually kind of confusing. Coach Miles, he's an Ohio native. The pick came up on the screen that they were next in line, so he tapped me on my shoulder and he said, I'm from Ohio. And so we were joking about that, and then my girlfriend kind of tapped me on my shoulder. She said, your phone's ringing. And it was just a shock. I wasn't really ready for it because I was watching the phone, but when he tapped me, it kind of just threw me off. But just happy to be here.
What a thrill it must be. What do they say to you on that telephone call? We're about to pick you. You're coming to Cleveland.
He says, that make you happy. I'm like, that makes me happy. I'm happy. And it happy to be a Brown.
Now, you had said, in your press conference right after you're drafted, you had said you had a good vibe when you visited with the Browns. Tell me about that.
Just met with the coaches. Felt like they really liked me as a football player and as a person. I think that was the main factors in the decision to take me that early.
Did you feel that this was an organization? Did they portray an organization that obviously is building?
Right.
And for a young player like you, and with a change in the scheme of defense, what a perfect fit it would seem. What
perfect.
A great opportunity.
It's a perfect fit. That was actually some of the stuff they talked about. They talked about switching defenses, the new owner, the new coaching staff, everything. And they also talked about the tradition of the Browns, how they want to get back to the winning and contending for Super Bowls. And that's everything you want.
Well, you seem very excited, and it is great to have you here. We wish you the very, very best of luck. And it's something that you can always say, that you were a first-round draft choice and hopefully a great, great player with the Cleveland Browns. Welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you so much.
Browns fans, you'll get a chance to see more of Jimmy's interview with Barkevius later this weekend. Jimmy, the Browns stayed on the defensive side of the ball in the third round. Talk about that.
Well, very, very big, I think, as the Browns get set to go here, and they get Leon McFadden. And I think, Jameer, what you have to do nowadays is, if you're going to go get a defensive back to stop the pass, go to a conference that throws the ball a lot. San Diego State is in that kind of conference. McFadden's a kid that played 4 years there for the Aztecs. A bit on the smaller side, lightning quick, though. 193 pounds, which means he's got a little salt in his wagon, as my partner Doug Deacon would say, and that's going to help. So I think he's fearless, and I think he's going to battle for a starting job.
Also, Jimmy, there was a trade. Talk about that.
Well, Devon Best comes over to the Browns. This had been talked about for a number of weeks and finally completed on the second night of the draft. From the Miami Dolphins, 27 years old, slot receiver, good hands, out of the University of Hawaii into the NFL. He's been very, very productive with the Dolphins. Here's the thing that's going to help here, Jameer. I always felt that when Kellen Winslow Jr. and Braylon Edwards came together, they needed a guy to kind of guide them through. Joe Jurevicius was that guy, and they each had a big year back there in 2007. I think Greg Little and I think Josh Gordon need someone to help them along a little bit, a guy that's been around the league, and I think Devon Best will be that guy for them.
And Best will face his former team September 8th at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns.
How about that? What an opener.
Well, Browns fans, this concludes the Cleveland Browns Report. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.